Don't make a net around it. In other words, when you're covering up the beehive, right now there's a window there. So since there's a window on the side, for sure you're not making seder, because the bees could fly right out. You're only covering up the top in order that the rain should not come in and ruin it. So what does it mean, v'vashlo yiskavin? It doesn't mean kavonim, because you're not doing a ma'aseh tzedem. It means it goes like this, v'vashlo yasenu metzudah. Don't do another thing. When you want to cover it up, don't make it like a net all around the beyard, even to cover up the window. That's what I mean to say. Don't cover up the window either. Benachnami, if the window is not covered up, then it's mutter. So v'vashlo gemara pshita. Avadi can't cover it up. Like, what do you have to tell me? Like, you're telling Avadi, like, don't make it seder. Avadi would source it to make it seder. You can't tell me, like, don't cover up the window. Of course I know you're not going to cover up the window. So when I says, yes, I need a chiddush here. Another time I would have thought like this. When is it also to capture something? Only if it's a normal thing to capture. It's a min. It's a type of an animal that people capture animals. So since it's a min, it's a type of an animal that people capture, there's an issue they write to capture it. But what about shaloi b'mino nitzud? Let's say something like bees, that nobody goes to capture bees. Mutter, maybe saka mutter to capture a bee. Maybe there's no wisit seder on a bee. Kamash v'lo, no. That on a bee, even though people don't capture it, it's also to make a maisit seder. Even on something that people don't capture, still there's an isit seder. So that's the chiddush here. So that's why that's to tell you this chiddush. Obavad means don't cover up the window either. Don't make a complete net around it, that then it should be a maisit seder. Rav Ashi Yom, another Teretz. Again, the original question was, according to Rav Yitzchak, how are you allowed to cover up this beehive in the winter? In the winter, the beehive doesn't have any honey in it, it's muksa. How can you cover, how can you move a kli to cover it up? Rav Ashi says, approach the Teretz. Rav Ashi Omar, mi katoni v'yemoysa chama v'yemoysa geshamim. Does the Brisa say you're allowed to cover it up even in the winter? Even v'yemoysa geshamim? The Brisa just said, b'chama b'fnei achama. You're allowed to cover it up when it's sunny to keep the sun out. Oh, the geshamim of the geshamim. And the day when it's raining, you're allowed to cover up the bee up to keep the rain out. Katoni. But biyayim and nisim of biyayim tishrei. But Avad is talking about in the spring, somehow in the summer, when there is honey there. The ika chama, the ika geshamim, the ika dvash. It's talking about a nisim time when there's sun, there's rain then, and there's honey there. So since there's honey there in the beehive, lamais, it's not muksa. So then Avad, you're allowed to be metalti, you could use the beehive. And since you could use it, therefore, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're allowed to throw a mat over the beehive to cover it. But then the Chanami, in the winter time, when there's no honey there, then takrits also according to Rabbi Yitzchak. But the Lacha, we hold like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Lacha, we hold, you're allowed to move a kli, as long as the kli is not muksa, you can move it for any purpose you want, even if it's a tzarech, a davar muksa. Right, the Venoistin Kli, Taka Fatlaf Beshabbos. You're allowed, if you have a leak in your roof, you're allowed to put a pitcher, a pot underneath it to capture the water. Tona, we don't have a Braisa. In the Smala Kli, let's say the pot got filled up to the top. Shofech, take it outside and spill it out. For sure, and do it over again. Vienna Nim, you don't have to stop. Now, as many times you have to empty it out, you're allowed to. You have a heta to keep your house clean. The Mora Be Rechaya Dabaya. Abaya had a Rechaya, a millstone. We used to grind. The rain started to rain on top of his millstone. He had a grinder in his house, and there was a leak in the roof, and the rainwater, the dirty water, started to run in and go on the rechaya. So, of course, the hefset, it may ruin his millstone. So, what can he do? Is osla kaimi the rubber. Came to Rav, Amalei, rubber told him, an eighth like this. To move the millstone by itself, it's muksa. Now I gotta move the millstone by itself. So he gave him an ace like this. Zil ayla leperecha lehosam. Go bring your bed into that room. In other words, make yourself living in that room. Now, if that's gonna be your living room right now, it's very not nice in your living room to have a millstone there, to have a grinder there. It's like a dover, it's a shmutzli kazach, it's a misa thing. So the locher is anything that's meat, that's disgusting to you, even though it's muksa, the rabbana said you're allowed to move it away. Just like the pot that the tzoya, you're allowed to move away. Who are then here also? If this is disgusting to you, you're allowed to move it away. So that was a zaita. Make this room into a living room right now, and then it's not nice to have a millstone there, so you're allowed to move it away so the water should not ruin it. V'yafka, and take it out. So Yosef Abayi Rukul Kashle, Abayi didn't listen. He had kashas about this. It was bothering him. V'chiyosin graf sharei l'chachilo. Good, it's true. If the millstone would have been in my living room already, I'm allowed to move it away. But right now this room is not my living room. Right now the room is my storage room. So what kind of hefted do I have to bring my bed in there to make it into a living room? That's considered like you're making a grav sharei l'chatchila that you know how to do. His akol ponim, since Abaye didn't listen and he waited, adahochi nofo berechayim. Abaye didn't listen to his Rebbe, and in the meantime the rain came in and busted his whole millstone. So the berechaya d'Abaye, Abaye's whole millstone got ruined. Almost Abaye said upon himself, tasteful, like I deserve this that happened to me, ti avriya d'mar, I didn't listen to my Rebbe. Now he didn't listen to his Rebbe Rabba. Rabba told him, go in and make it into your living room and be a graf sharei, and Abaye didn't listen. Therefore, Abaye at the end felt bad that he said this happened because he didn't listen. So Rashi explained, like, what's the pshat tak in Rabba? Even though we had Gemara before, it's tak it true. You're not allowed to make a graf sharei l'chatchila. Like l'chatchila we had before, you're not allowed to invite a goy over to the house on Yom Tov. One of the reasons why, because when he gets finished drinking the wine, the leftover wine is mukse. It's also by noas yai nesach. He'll have to leave it. He can't move the glass. So then you're going to have a graf sharei there. You're not allowed to invite him over. Even though if he's there ready and the glass is on the table, you're allowed to take it away. But the law is, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to invite him over, because l'chatchila, you're not allowed to go to make something mias in order to take it away. So you see, you're not allowed to do it, l'chatchila. So how come here, Rabbi said you're allowed to? So Rashi says, first of all, here was a hefsed mamon, shem hefsed mamon with more makel here, or else the other reason is not really called l'chatchila. Because you're allowed to bring your bed there to make this room into your living room. Like over there to invite the guy, you have no right, don't invite the guy over. But here it's much better. What should I say? One second. The taste speaks out. The taste says here, taste the dover adamar. The afagad, they're immediately up peric days. Once he goes here to hefsed, you're losing out, your millstone is mutter. Since the water was already running into the house, it's not called the chatchila. My shenkin over there to invite a goy, don't invite the goy altogether. But Omar Shmuel said, Grav sharei means the pari that you use to put the soya there in, or else the yovet shomei meraglayim, that's the bowl you use to put the meraglayim in, is mutter loitzin liyashpa. The latter carry them out on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, even though they're muksa, disgusting, but the graf sharei, the rabbanu will make all to take them, throw them out of the house. When you want to bring them back into the house, noistim by mayo machzirei. It's just to carry the bowl itself, will be muksa, you can't carry the bowl by itself. So the answer is to put some water in it, and then the rabbanu will make it to carry it back with water. So Rashi said, "Noistim by mayim machzirei to muksa mach mismiyasein." The actual bowl itself is muksa; it's mach mismiyas. V'ilav agav mayla masatat linu. If you won't have water inside, it would be also to carry it back in. So therefore, to take it out, pshita mitzmuta mishum kvaydoi. But to carry it back, what's that there? You have to put water in it. That makes it mutter. Now, Sovim in the Gemara, so what to say? Karav sharei agav monin. It's only mutter to carry the bowl, because you're not really carrying the tzoya, the shmus itself. You're only carrying the bowl. That's mutter. Of bifnei atzman loy. I mean, let's say you have shmus itself. You have the disgusting things itself to pick it up with your hands. That the Gemara, so what to say? That's also. You're only allowed to carry it out in a kli, carry out the bowl. But the tzoya itself should be also. Gemara says, no, Toshma, bring your rye, not like that. There was a mouse. The ishtakach beyasfaktio the Ravashi. It was found, Rashi besomin, in Ravashi's besomin, in his smelling salt. Is omale Ravashi, Ravashi said, nikta betzutzisa viyafko. Pick it up by its tail and throw it out. Here he was mocked to take the disgusting mouse out of here, even though the mouse of should be muksa, but since the mice was in his place, we had the besomin. So it was a misa thing, was very disgusting. You have the heter of graf sharei. Anything that's disgusting in front of you, you're allowed to pick it up and throw it away. Take it out, there's no visu muksa on it. So even to pick up the mouse itself, also it's mutter. So see, graf sharei, the heter is even to pick up the shmutz itself. We spoke out that's one of the heter mamos to clean off the table on Shabbos. And let's say you serve nuts, and you have the shells of the nuts on the table, the shells of the nuts are muksa. Let's say you served eggs, hard-boiled eggs, and the shells of the eggs are muksa. The shalom, what's that to clean off the table? They're muksa. So one heter is, if you have a lot of it on the table looks disgusting. And then the table doesn't look nice now, there's a heter of graf sharei. Something means you light it with your hands, pick up the shells, and throw them away. Clean off the table. Right. Kol shechayovim olam mishum shvus. anything that's asim the rabbanim mishum shvus. Shvus is the rabbanim want you to rest on Shabbos. Don't do it. Or else mishum rishus. Rishus means a little stronger of a lashon. It's not a complete mitzvah, but rishus means like it's a good reason to do it. Still, the rabbanim said don't do it. Or else mishum mitzvah. There are certain things that even though it's a mitzvah, the rabbanim still said don't do it. Really, these are three different types of shvusim. A shvus means that midirais you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The rabbanim said midirabbanim shvus rest, don't do it. So there are three different categories of resting midirabbanim. One is a pure rishus that stam don't do it. Then there's a rishus something that's a medial thing. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a rishus. And then there's a mitzvah. Now b'Shabbos chayovim olov b'Yom Tov. Anything that is a shvus you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The same Allah applies to Yom Tov also. Midirabbanim, you're not allowed to do these things on Yom Tov. Now what are they? V'yelu hein mishum shvus. These are the things that the Rabbanim said, don't do it on Yom Tov, mishum anisa the Rabbanim. Loy oylem b'ilu, you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos. Who had in Yom Tov also was supposed to climb up a tree? V'loy reich v'nagavi b'heim, you're not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loy shotin al pnei ha'mayim, you can't swim on the water on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. The Rabbanim said it's also. This is called the complete shvus. There's no mitzvah involved here. The Rabbanan just said, don't do it. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason why the Rabbanan said, don't do these things. V'loi metavchin, you can't clap your hands. V'loi mesavchin, you can't knock them against the thigh. V'loi meraktin, you don't want to dance on Shabbos. These are the things that are also mishum shvus. We'll soon talk about what the Hetab is manazera to do these things. The Mishnah is also to clap your hands or to dance on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. V'yeluei mishum shvus. Now these things now are mixas mitzvah, but they're not a complete mitzvah. That's what's called rishus, but still you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Loi donin, you can't pass in a shayla. A din, you can't make a din terror on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi mekadishin, you can't be mekadishin isha on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi cholsin, you can't make chalitza on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi miyavin, you can't make yibun. These things are called the rishus. We'll see in the Gemara why it's called the rishus, why it's not called the real mitzvah. V'yeluei mishum mitzvah. These things, even though it's a mitzvah, still also you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Loi makdishin, you can't make something hegdish on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Loi marichin, you can't make erchin on Shabbos. Can't like also, you know, you do the money litzaka. Can't say erka cholai, and the money goes to hegdish, even though it's a mitzvah, you can't do it on Shabbos. Loi machrimin, you can't make charama, which is also type of the hegdish. Rashi says, hare behem azu cherim, you want this animal to be cherim. O stam charam lebedek abayis. Stam charam is giving a matana to the base of migdish. So even though it's a mitzvah, still you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. V'loy magviyin truma o meiser. You're not allowed to take off truma and meiser on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. These are things that are also midirabbanim, midirais, it's mutter, it's a shvus. The rabbanim said rest, don't do it. But the thing is, even though it's a mitzvah involved, still the rabbanim said don't do it. We'll soon see the Gemara, why not? Kol leilu b'yom tov omru, kal v'choyme b'shabbos. These are locals rules said by Yom Tov, and for sure they apply to Shabbos also. And the klal of our Mishnah is, ain ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos elo oichel nefesh bavad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that on Yom Tov you have a right to do oichel nefesh. Melachas l'tzarech food. Mashenken on Shabbos not. But all of the surim, even though it's on Yosem d'Rabbonin, just like it's also on Shabbos, it's also on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara goes to explain all these cases. First case was, a shvus was le'olin bilan. And now I want to climb up a tree on Shabbos. Gzer Hashem yitlish. We're afraid maybe you come to pull off a branch when you're climbing up. And Bechlau says, Zerub L'Olam means you're not allowed to be Mishtamish. You're not allowed to use a tree at all on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put your coat on top of the tree. You can't take a coat off the tree. Anything you have on the tree, you can't take it off. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish, use a tree at all on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. That's all Bechlau says, Zerub, we're afraid maybe you pull off a branch. The same thing, Blairech when I got to the Hema. You're not allowed to ride on top of an animal. And the same thing, you're not allowed to put your coat or your hat, anything on top of the animal either. Gzeiros all the same. Gzeiros shem yetsi chus the tchum. We're afraid if you ride the animal, maybe you'll end up riding outside the tchum Shabbos. Fred Gemara, if that's true, it's gzeiros that maybe you go outside. Mashmi, if you go outside the tchum, it's shemamina tchum di raisa. You have to say it doesn't get to the raisa. It will be awesome with the raisa to go outside the tchum. Then it's good. The rabbanan said gzeiros, don't ride the horse. We're afraid you go too far out the tchum. But if you tell me though, Posh, we hold tchum is only with the rabbanan. So the Rabbanan don't make a gzera. The Rabbanan should not say, now let her ride a horse. Because even if you ride the horse and you go outside the tchum, you're only doing an issa of the Rabbanan. On an issa of the Rabbanan don't make a gzera. So Chur, you have to say, tchum is the raisa, and we hold not like that. So what should be the reason of the Mishnah? Why can't you ride a horse on Shabbos for Yom Tov? Ella, you have to answer like this. Not that we're afraid you go outside the tchum. Because even if you go with Sony Yosem and the Rabbonin, so Rabbonin don't make Gzeira on Gzeira. El Gzeira Shemeyechtech Zemeira. We're afraid while you're riding your horse, you don't want to pull off a stick or a branch off a tree in order to hit the horse to go faster. So we're afraid maybe you pull off a branch, that's why it's also to ride a horse on Shabbos. And then what then? You can't be mishtamish with balachayim. You can't put anything on top of the animal or take something off the animal on Shabbos. You can't go swimming on Shabbos. Why not? We're afraid you come to make a raft on Shabbos. So Pasha here is talking about swimming in the ocean or swimming in a river. That there we're afraid maybe you'll drown there. So there Rabbanu made Xavier, we're afraid maybe you come to make a raft to float on. Rashi says, Chavish says, Kli Shaguma, type of a Kli made out of Guma rubber. Shaorgin Oisan, you weave it. You're like be able to float with it, you teach yourself how to swim with it. So afraid maybe you make the thing, that's why you can't swim in an ocean or in a river. So rather than a swimming pool itself, there's a shayla, maybe it'll be mutter. Rakob bottom a saucer anywhere because you're wearing a bathing suit. You're not allowed to put any clothing into water on Shabbos. So if you go swimming without wearing anything, maybe the swimming pool could be a tzaret mutter. A kohen wearing anything, any type of clothing, it's usher, because you're not allowed to let the suit go into, not let your clothing go into water. We hold shriyos and zui kibbus. Let the water, let the clothing soak in water is nisa kibbus. Kids, you shouldn't go swimming on Shabbos. But here, this din, I think, is talking about not a swimming pool, it's talking about in the river or in an ocean. But if you have a swimming pool that has a, that comes up a little bit, the water stays inside, you don't have this gzera, you don't have there. Now not a clap or dance on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Why? Gzeira Shem Yisakin Klishir. We're afraid that being a dance, the gzeira is interesting. That if you're allowed to dance and not a clap, you want to be very happy, you're going to have instruments there. And what's wrong with playing instruments? You're allowed to play instruments. You're afraid that if you play instruments, maybe the instrument will break in the middle of playing. And you're going to come to fix it. And that's an issue deraisa. If the instrument breaks on Shabbos Yom Tov and you go to fix it, you're making a kli, that's awesome. So Mishum the Gzera, we're afraid maybe you'll break, the kli will break and fix it. We said, first of all, you're not allowed to play the instruments. You can't play music on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And they went a step further to say, you're also not allowed to clap your hands and you're not allowed to dance to the music. So there's a famous Aruch HaShulchan, and he wants to say, Bizman is there, you're allowed to dance and clap your hands, because he says the Gzera was only in the Gemara's times when you used to really dance to the beat. As I was saying, such dancing you can only do if you have music. So, maybe to dance that type of a dance, you have to have music. So, there is the gzera. If you can have music, you're afraid the kli will break, you come to fix it, don't do such dancing. But our dancing, we just walk around the circle, that's not real dancing. He says you're allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Who wasn't clapping here also, we wouldn't have this gzera. And also, there's the famous Tosfos we had before in Daf Lamed. Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, it was brought down before, Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. On a says aim atafkin. The Mara says also the same din here. You're not allowed to clap your hands on Yom Tov Shabbos. So Pirush Akunshus, the middle of Tosis. Pirush Akunshus, Mishum Shir, Oy Mishum Ovel, Fulayin Hira. No, the next Tosis. It's not aim atafkin memorakin. You can't clap your hands or you can't dance on Shabbos. Pirush Rashi, Shem Yisak and Klishir. We're afraid maybe the instrument will break and you come to fix it. That's why it's also. The Tosis says, Mielu Didan. And even in Tosis times he said, Shuri. We're allowed to dance now and clap now on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Dafka v'yameyim shoyu v'kiyim latas klishir. Only in times of the Gemara, when everybody knew how to fix the klishir, shayach l'migzer. Then it's shayach to have the gzera not to dance, maybe come to fix the kli. Avul didan. And on the v'kiyim latas klishir v'shayach l'migzer. Since we don't know how to fix the kli so much, we don't make this gzera. So I'm not sure. So going to tell you, the chur should come out, you're allowed to play the instruments also. But the only reason you can't play the instruments is because you're afraid they'll break and come to fix them. But they said you can't fix them, they wouldn't be the gzera. But Akoparim Tais doesn't say you can play the instruments. Tais also just says that Akoparim, you're allowed to dance and you're allowed to clap on Shabbos. So the old Achrayim, Master Kasha and Tais's dome, usually the klal is that Kol Dover Shebeminyan, so Achminyan Achalatira, we had a Gemara before in our days about that, that hey, that any time the Rabbanu made a gzera, even though the reason of the gzera does not apply anymore, but you have to listen to the gzera until another bezin comes and takes away that gzera. So Tosfos is saying the first gzera not to dance once was afraid you'll fix the kli. So true, that reason doesn't apply anymore. But still, since no bezin came, was mavatlit, the lacha should be still should be awesome. So that's why some achrayim want to say it's still awesome to dance and clap. That's why some people are makbetaken not to clap or not to dance. The first of all, you have Tzitzit to be Mekel, and even that late Tzitzit, the Aruch HaShulchan want to say that our dancing and our clapping hands was never in the first Gzeira. The first Gzeira was only in a real study type of dancing, that your mom would need music for that type of a dance, then you're afraid maybe you come to fix the Kli. But now a posture of walking around the circle, that's not real dancing, that could be mutter to do on Shabbos also. Right. These are the things that's called the reshus ladoni kin have a din Torah. For the Gemara of a mitzvah covered, what even on a reshus? To have a din Torah, it's called a mitzvah. You're passing the shaila. Let's reach the ika odef minei. In other words, you're not going to the best bezdin you could. Real, there's a more chash of a bezdin. You should have went to him. You're going to a medium type of a bezdin. So it's called a reshus, like you're allowed to do it, but you can't say it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah, you should have went to a better bezdin. Vayta v'loy mekachin. You can't marry your wife on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Why does the Mishnah call this only Rishus? The Chur is a mitzvah to get married. Now the Gemara, Tzurich, we're talking about here, the Yisla Isha Bonin. He already has a wife and he already has children. So he's already Mekayim Mitzvah Pru Revu.